The state had a goal of shifting more than half of Medicaid patients into managed care programs, and now about 60% of them are covered by private managed care organizations. Why the shift to managed care?
Now, why go to managed care is essentially to save money and then also to provide better care. So MCOs receive a fixed amount of money to care for patients, or healthcare groups do, and then the idea is to provide more preventative care to make sure that patients are doing things like taking their medication regularly and filling prescriptions, and then by keeping them healthier, they avoid hospital stays and more serious health issues.
Has that been successful?
In terms of patient care, it's been very successful. I think that in my interviews, I found out that healthcare providers, and meaning doctors and hospital groups, and also patient advocacy groups, really like managed care, and it's because there are more services with managed care. Like for instance, under traditional Medicaid, there is a 4-prescription cap on prescriptions unless a patient goes for extra authorization, which is a very cumbersome process to go through. That cap doesn't exist in managed care, and I'm also told that copays for medication is less, making it easier for patients to get the prescriptions that they need. But then, at the same time, there have been problems with communication and also some administrative issues with plans. So, for instance, in Champaign, they had a very rocky rollout in 2015, where one of the two MCO providers, the list of doctors within the network was very inaccurate. So patients were having to travel sometimes more than an hour to see the doctors in the network, which is a huge barrier for financially needy patients. And that problem exists with other MCOs as well, where doctor lists or pharmacy lists just aren't up to date and accurate. And then the other problem is that doctors within plans are, instead of just doing one call to one place or applying to become a certified network provider just with Medicaid, they're having to provide paperwork to 12 different MCOs in the Chicago area, for instance, if they wanted to participate in every single MCO in Chicago. So it's very cumbersome for doctors to go through that process.
What is the state doing to address the problems?
There's a new law that was just passed that just went into effect this year that healthcare providers and healthcare advocates are really excited about. It requires plans to have up-to-date lists of doctors. The Illinois Department of Healthcare and Family Services also now has a link on their website where Medicaid patients can file complaints and request access to legal assistance. But the thing that they're most excited about is a tool that is in the works. And what that's going to do is compare the quality of MCOs in the state. And one of the requirements is that the tool has to be consumer-friendly and accessible online. And the healthcare providers and advocates for healthcare in the state feel like this will really kind of bring transparency to the process. People will really be able to see how are these plans working, what are they doing well and what's not going well, and they think it'll help consumers make better choices.
I understand children with complex medical needs face some extra challenges. What are they? And can you tell me a little bit about your story of one patient and how he was affected?
Yeah, so I interviewed a mom named Yvonne Hardcastle, and her son Alfredo has hearing loss. And her story was fascinating to me. So Alfredo was diagnosed with having ADHD and behavioral problems, and she was just at her wit's end. So 3 years ago, when she just felt like that was a misdiagnosis, and took him to Lurie Children's Hospital, where they discovered that he had hearing loss. So they started to treat him for the hearing loss. Well, as everyone knows, with children, early intervention and services are extremely important for positive outcomes with children. So they immediately got Alfredo in speech services, services with a social worker. He received hearing aids, and the Lurie Children's Hospital enrolled him in a pilot program that they had where they were managing the care of children with complex medical needs, and they were given money by Medicaid through the state to serve about 2,000 kids is how many they ended up enrolling in their pilot program, and Alfredo was one of them. So he was receiving all these services. He had a care coordinator that booked the services, made sure that they had transportation to appointments and those sorts of things. And then earlier this year, Alfredo received a cochlear implant and now is actually not receiving speech services, even though he's got this new device that's allowing him to hear all these new sounds. And the reason that he's not receiving speech services is because his care was shifted into an MCO. And the MCOs are limited in how much money they have to care for children. There is not extra money to care for all children with complex medical problems. So he would have to go through a whole process for extra authorization, but there's no one designated to help the family through this process. So there are delays with care for him for that. So this is something that the folks at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago are very concerned about. 50% of their business is serving Medicaid patients, and they worry that kids like Alfredo are going to fall through the cracks and not get the care that they need. So they're working with the state constantly to see what kinds of things can be done to make some changes so that these kids get more care.